I have a counterintuitive point. I don't know if I should say it.
No, but no. Team Coco, we're on our last question.
Counterintuitive.
Let that shit out.
It either wins or it loses. I don't know.
Okay, are we ready?
Android versus iPhone.
Androids are more fun. We have more apps.
iPhone takes you outside. iPhone gets you going.
Are you a blue iMessage loving individual who is ready to cut off any friend who ruins the group chat with the green text icon?
He's a Leslie Odom Jr. knockoff.
We want to find out if Apple or Android products are better.
The Apple's rotten, bro. When are you going to catch up and upgrade?
But think about the little green guy, the little green man.
You're going to debate it out. Let's go, bitch.
Let's just end this. You know, obviously Android.
I've never had an Android because I'm not poor, but I
getting a little crazy. So I'm going to be honest.
Wrecked people? Wrecked people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people?
Wrecked people. All right. Oh, that was beautiful.
I know. I know, bitch. I'm talented.
I'm amazing. I'm good.
It's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday.
It's Tuesday for you.
Because
it's
I know no one's listening to this late. I know you're all listening to it the moment that it comes out, okay?
But is that morning? That's night. That is literally
midnight.
Middle
that
of
is
the
technically,
night.
If we're going to be technically specific about it, it is the morning of the time.
Are we 2 weeks in the future or are they 2 weeks in the past right now? You know what I mean? Like the worlds are colliding as they're listening.
Wait, that's a really good question, actually. Well,
because we're speaking present.
Welcome to Get Wrecked. To all of our new and returning players, welcome to Get Wrecked.
Get Wrecked.
This is the game show podcast where we make our lives worse so yours can get better. My name is Eric.
My name is Coco, and every week we play a different game with 4 to 6 different hilarious contestants to answer some of society's most ratchet, disgusting, naughty, stupid, and pointless burning questions. For these first few minutes, we are going to take a second to answer your listener confessions and catch up on the past week. Then we'll drop the big burning question, set up the game, and bring in our lovely guests.
Everybody freeze! Stop in the name of
love
before I make my heart. And go back and subscribe. Follow. Press the little button, the plus button, on whatever podcast app you are listening to us on right now so that
press
you can get
now.
This episode and all of our episodes right when they come out. Do it on Spotify. Do it on Apple Podcasts. Do it on Spreaker.
Actually, we'll wait for you.
Wait. Hold up. Moment of silence while you pause.
Okay, great.
We're back.
Don't do it if you're driving, though.
Yeah.
Or, don't like, do it.
Honestly, pull I don't over. Give a fuck. Risk it. Risk it all for us.
Risk it. Get wrecked.
Risk
it. Oh, my God.
Maybe we should delete that. We'll see.
I don't know how I feel about that right now. It's awful.
Get
okay,
wrecked.
Anyway,
LOL,
how
wreck your
is your week?
Don't wreck your car, guys. So safe driving only. My week is pretty good. I'm having a revelation or a realization that I have some things I need to work on personally in terms of my social media habits.
Oh,
so,
like what?
I'm not going to get too specific because I almost got incredibly specific. But I will say I have a habit of being incredibly like strategic. And I don't know, I play the social media game really well when it comes to Instagram and things like that. I'm not shy about it. I feel
wait,
like
in one way, in like networking with people.
No. Not that wholesome, bitch. Not that wholesome. I'm talking about making sure that people think that I am attractive and happy at all times.
Oh, I was like, in what way?
I like, no. I'm not playing the game in a good way. I am playing the game in the way that honestly should be outlawed.
Oh,
and
you
the
want other people to feel bad about themselves when they see your post?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Not even just bad. Okay. I just want them to miss me. I want them to be like, oh, wow. Mm. I love him. Look how happy and cute he is. Mm-hmm. And I probably need to figure that out. Sometimes I do it like if I'll miss like a party or something, or if I'll miss a get together, I'll immediately go to my Instagram and post 9 thirst traps so that everyone's like,
right.
Oh.
They're like, oh, he must have been doing something fun, and
so
that's why he wasn't there. Like,
exactly.
His life is so much more exciting.
So much better. In fact, I wish I
so
wasn't
much
there.
Better. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's me. I should probably take that to, I almost said therapy, but I think that's too much even for therapy.
We can't be fully honest with our therapists. No. We can't let them know everything that we're dealing with in life.
Please. Absolutely not. There has to be a very thick brick wall in between you and your therapist after a certain amount of information, just to protect yourself.
Speaking of which, I haven't seen my therapist in 2 weeks. And the last time I saw my therapist, it's too long. The last time I saw my therapist, her and I got into mad beef. I mean, we did get into beef. I was beefing with myself. But my therapist was like being very persistent and not letting me go into like mystical thinking about like just like my career things. Like I was getting really sad and like I was trying to throw a temper tantrum pity
sounds
party.
Like
and
me
she
and
like
you, I, me and your, me and your therapist are on the same fucking team here because you just your like, braid goes to some crazy lengths when it comes to your fucking career. This bitch is so booked and so blessed. Yet she would literally say some things like, "Listen, I know that I was second only to Angelina Jolie in getting this role, but I think it's over for me. I think that I'm moving to Montana.
My agent is dropping me.
I think I'm moving to Montana. I think it's just too much. I think that this job is just too much. And I just don't think I'm cut out for it." Yes, Angelina did call me and say the words, "I wish you got this role over me because you are better than me. But still, I don't think it's cut out for me. I don't think I'm cut out for
so
it. I don't
can
think
you
we're
call
a match.
My therapist on the phone because she's going to be like, thank God you exist because I can't deal with this now.
I'm fucking mad because now I know that whatever she doesn't handle, I'm the one who has to deal with the fucking...
Right, no, like you're dealing with the residuals.
Whatever comes next with the fucking...
She tried so hard to talk me off a ledge and I was like, no, I just can't do it anymore. And then maybe about 2.5 hours later, I got a call that I booked the biggest role of my life.
Right.
But I haven't spoken to her since and I am dreading.
That's because, That's because you know what the fuck you did.
She's going to be like, so how was your last week? And I'm going to be like, it was
uneventful.
Uneventful.
I stayed in town.
Uneventful.
That's
no,
the
I
wall.
Literally
that's
was
the
here.
Brick wall, Courtney.
I didn't. No, and that's the lie.
That's the lie.
We return to the lie. She will not. She will see me on TV a year and a half from now.
Right.
Before I
exactly.
tell her the truth.
Your therapist will be like, "Hi, Courtney. So I'm sitting on my couch at home. I have turned on the television and there you are," which just brings me back to yesterday when you told me that you would rather give yourself a hysterectomy on the spot than pursue acting. So I just need to understand. Yeah. Me and your therapist are on the same side.
We get each other. So folks, for all the listeners out there, that is what we would call anxiety. It's not fun, but we laugh about it and we don't tell our therapist the truth when it gets too bad.
That's that. Let's get on to our confessions because I want to do this episode.
We have some stories.
I'm already getting really intense. This episode is going to be really
I know, you're
heated.
So fucking ready. Heated. I like couldn't, I can't even, yeah. I'm already going to tap out. All right, I have my first one. Okay. One of our listeners said, "Once when I was drunk, I forced my friend to chug water because she was too drunk. But then she vomited everywhere and I had to pretend like it was completely her fault."
Oh, because you being a drunk person made a bad choice and forced your friend to give themselves water poisoning because they were too drunk.
I'm sure that person probably was like, oh,
this is why I don't trust
no bitch. I'm not drunk at all.
This is why
no,
I don't trust a
not.
Single person when I'm drunk because I know I'm not alone. I wouldn't be in a place drunk if I was the only person drunk. So I know that I can't trust anyone's medical fucking advice. I know damn well that they're about to tell me to drink bleach to clean myself. Eric, you have dirt on your arm. Here, drink this peroxide to clean yourself up. This
is, chug the bottle. It's going to make your skin glow. This is my hot take. If I know that I'm in a group of people and everyone's been drinking a lot, it's one thing if it's like you actually witness this person only have a singular drink.
Right.
But if everybody's been taking shots, you trust the person who is like slurring their words. Don't trust the person who looks sober because that person is blackout
they're
drunk.
They're blacked out.
Like the alcohol hit them in a way that their body, it's just far. Like if they can look at you and like,
lied.
If they can give you a specific analysis or opinion about something,
don't stay away.
Walk away. Run.
Absolutely stay away. They will not remember anything tomorrow.
They're not in code red anymore. They are in code black. They must be taken to a hospital or a lab.
If you are stumbling over, you need to walk their ass home. Yeah. Like, you need to take them home because they are struggling.
The person that can walk in a straight line, that's the person who you must call tomorrow morning to see if they woke up. That is the person that you must check
they
in
They are oppressed.
They are oppressed. Life has oppressed them today. They are oppressed. Okay. My first one. This person said, I used to flatten my parents' tires so they couldn't take me to school.
What?
Yeah. I did follow up on this one. When I asked, like, would you slash it? And they said they would just unscrew the little hose, the little nozzle to, like, deflate the tire.
Oh, so you could they could just go, okay. Because I was like, unless
you took a knife to the car,
the devil. I was like, bitch, do you know how much tires?
We had the same thought.
I would send that child to the orphanage.
I literally would have called their parents. I would have been like, okay, I'm literally unfriending you, blocking you, and I'm Googling your last name, finding your parents, and telling them what the fuck you did.
But
because you owe them some money.
Even still, sure, that parent could just get their tire filled with air, but nonetheless, they probably had to miss work.
Yeah, I was saying, they probably had to go to work, too. I mean, at this point...
then you were probably complaining about the fact that they were paying for something from you.
I mean, at this point, you are literally playing yourself. At this point, you are literally playing yourself. What you get for Christmas now, huh? What you gonna get for Christmas?
Like, what?
What do you get for your birthday?
Do you have another confession?
Do you have another confession?
No.
Well, then I'm not going to do another confession. And I refuse. I'm keeping it in the fucking vault.
Okay, done. All right. Well, then that means
Move on to the episode.
I don't even know. Heads up. This episode actually might not even be funny.
It actually might just piss people off. It's just like, up in the air. We have no clue how this is going to affect the audience, how this is going to affect the public. And I have no idea what's going to happen to me in the next 10 minutes. I can't promise anything. I can't promise a single joke.
It might get rough in here. It's about to get competitive, folks. It is about to get fiery.
If you've listened to literally even one, any of our episodes, any of them dating back to number one, or if you have been emotionally present in the world anytime after the year like 2008, you have all experienced the debate that is about to go down today. It makes some people want to vomit thinking about it. It makes some people want to go to war thinking about it. Okay?
To literal war.
To war. That is right. We are talking about Android versus iPhone. Android versus Apple, baby. Google versus Apple. The alphabet mafia versus the Jobs mafia. Who's gonna take it home? Are you convinced that Steve Jobs is the fucking devil reincarnated? Are you? And attempting to ruin the world with the iPhone? Or are you a blue iMessage loving individual who is ready to cut off any friend who ruins the group chat with the green text icon? We want to find out if Apple or Android products are better. And today we are going to debate it out. Let's go, bitch. Let's go. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much. It's literally just too much.
we have some special rules coming up to assist Eric
special
and I
rules,
in the drama that
guests.
Will ensue.
We're all very pumped. We're pumped about it.
So let's bring those motherfuckers in.
Let's bring them in. We're going to take a quick little baby break. And when we come back, we are going to start World War III. World War III.
Done.
All right.
World War III begins.
See y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.
And we are
all
back.
All right.
We have returned. You missed us.
Welcome.
You know you're dead.
We have our Welcome beautiful back. Guests in front of us, Team Eric and Team Coco.
Yes. Woo! Yes,
Coco is better.
I don't know. Listen, Team Eric did win last week, and I am really counting on Team Eric to win this
that
week as well. Let's keep the streak going. Before we get going, we're going to give you guys a little rundown of what we're doing. Then we're going to introduce you guys. Then we're going to get the rules, and then we're going to get this shit on the road. So, for all of our listeners out there once again, and if any of you have listened to the podcast even fucking one time, or if you've been alive, it is the debate between Android versus iPhone, Google versus Apple, baby.
Oh, shit.
We are getting down and dirty. Team Eric versus Team Coco. Before we begin, before we introduce any of our guests, we have a very special guest that we would like to introduce today. Featured on today's episode as a guest host, we have wonderful, incredible Julianne.
A returning player.
Hey. Returning player. Ooh, She's going to be our impartial judge and will decide if Team Eric or Team Coco have made compelling enough arguments or if their opinions are trash. We want to have you say your name, where you're from, and we want to see maybe if, because we want to prove your impartiality, what is the thing that you hate the most about both Android and Apple?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh,
give us
okay.
The tea.
Hey. I'm Julianne. I am originally from Atlanta, but now I am in Los Angeles. Mm. And okay, thing that I hate the most about Androids, easy answer, this real softball, is the cameras. I mean, it's just, it's okay. Tough. It's tough. Okay. On the phone specifically, it's hard to find. Yeah. Thing that I hate about Apple is the reliance on other Apple products. The once you get one, you're kind of like the fucking jacks being fucking not fucking headphone jacks. They're like little like plug-in-y things. It's just like suddenly as soon as you get one product, you can't pick and choose. You're strong-armed into a situation. Yeah.
We love it. You've proved your impartiality. I trust you at this point.
We trust her now.
I trust you.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's good. She also did say more negative things about the iPhone for a second longer if you want to jump in.
No, yeah, I was going to say, the iPhone hate seems to be
I can give more
bit.
Android hate.
You don't have to do that.
I'll do plenty of that.
Okay, good. Would we like to introduce Team Coco, who's taking it back? Ryan.
But also specifics, guys. We want to know where you're from. We want to know who you are. But we also want to know the thing that you hate the most about your own device.
Just Apple. No Android.
Just Apple. For Team Coco, just Apple. For Team Eric, when we come around to it, just Android. But the thing that you hate the most about the device you currently have.
Gotcha. I am Ryan Rosenheim. I grew up in Los Angeles. I moved back to Los Angeles. And what I hate about the iPhone... Mm-hmm. Is the name. There's nothing else to hate. It's just a dumb name. iPhone, you Android. Like, it's just very caveman. It's very bad grammar.
I do object. Write that down, Julianne, is what I will say. I think that was a wonderful answer.
It's like when you're in an interview and they ask you, what is your flaw? And you're like, my fatal flaw is that I work too hard.
Yep.
And I am just too committed to the job. Like, that is what I'm looking for my team.
iPhone. you person.
I literally hate you a lot right now. But what we're going to do is going to switch right on over to Team Eric. Team Eric is going to follow the rules. Julianne, keep that in mind that we are going to follow the rules.
Thank you.
All right. What's up? I'm Nico. I'm originally from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but I live in Chicago now. The thing that I hate the most about Androids, I disagree with Julianne. I think the cameras are great. That's why I have an Android phone. But sometimes the camera doesn't work properly with certain apps like Instagram or TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like it's worse than if you were to just use like the actual camera. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why, but app integration sometimes is just not there.
That's true.
Hello, everybody. My name is David Haley. I am from Chicago, Illinois, currently living in Los Angeles. The thing that I hate the most about my iPhone is the hate that I get from all the Android people because my product is so much better than the Android.
Oh, my God.
I'm sick and tired of you now.
I'm like, Courtney,
you're gonna need to rally your team a little.
You're gonna need to rally.
This is
unacceptable. This energy is phenomenal. Thank you.
This energy is phenomenal.
This is nonpartisan. I'm not reaching across the aisle.
That's just what it is. I mean, it's just like the hate that I'm like when I'm at the grocery store and someone's like, "Ooh, iPhone." I'm like, "Yeah,
objection." Objection. Objection. Sustained myself. Sustained.
Exactly.
How do you object and sustain yourself?
I don't want to I don't want to show any colors in any direction, but I do want to say, having had both an Android in my life and an iPhone in my life, I don't know what world you're living in where people are mean to you because you have an iPhone. That's it's literally the opposite. It's just not how it works.
You clearly haven't spent time with Coco and Eric in person. While
Eric is a bully.
No,
Eric
I am not.
Hates anybody with an Apple product.
That is just though. That's just my personality trait. Okay, no, that has nothing to do with normal Android
users. But I'm saying Eric is abnormal. Yeah, I was bullied for the past 8 years for having
you could
Android.
Call my personality an entire result of self-defense. You could say everything about me is self-defense. Team Eric, we're finishing you off with Edgar. Let's see what's up. Could you say again your name, where you're from, and the thing that you love the most about having an Android?
Absolutely not.
Yo, so my name is Edgar. I'm originally from Mexico, Oaxaca, but I was raised in LA. And LA is my city. What I hate about my Android is that it's just like I could drop this fucking phone forever and it doesn't break. And I'm why don't you fucking break? I gotta say, with Nico, the camera and the Androids are really good. I've taken pictures of the moon with just my regular phone, dude, and it looks amazing. Yeah.
We are going to move on to the rules of this episode, and then we can get it going today. Everyone, we're keeping it simple, and we are just going to do an old-fashioned debate, okay? There are going to be two teams consisting of two speakers, and each team is going to have a team captain, a la Team Eric and Team Coco. Team Eric, as we know, will represent the Android users, and Team Coco will represent iPhone users.
Nasty.
Each team will rotate who goes first on each question. Roaches. Each argument is worth 1 point. Julianne will then decide which team has the better argument.
Okay.
All right, so, Team Eric.
The question is, which camera is better, Android or Apple? And our team's 45 seconds is going to start right now. Let's go. Okay,
Android?
Make an argument,
definitely. I think specs-wise, that's the main reason why I have Android is for the camera. Mm-hmm. And just comparing it, hardware perspective, Android's newer models are always on top.
There are, nine cameras on this thing, bitch. Nine.
Yeah, look at mine. There's a bunch of them.
Look at that shit.
And, you could do so many, you have so many options. You could just play around with the edit. You know, there's a lot of shit you could do. And you could just zoom into anywhere and you still get those levels, that good resolution you're looking for. You know?
Like the moon. The moon.
The moon. That. You know?
I have a Pixel 3 XL and I'm the 6 now. But my favorite thing is when iPhone users ask me, wow, you have such nice pictures. What phone do you have?
Exactly.
All right, time.
Beautiful.
Team Coco.
All right. I mean, I one time had a conversation with a sushi chef who had an Android, and he was saying how he loved his Android. And I was like, yeah, but isn't the camera not that good? And he's like, yeah, no, the camera sucks.
Thank you. And
so just a regular guy, Tomo. His name was Tomo, I remember.
On top of that, what we do now, I'm making a TV show pilot, and we're using an actual iPhone to shoot the thing. And so the reality is, especially with the new one, and we have three of them, and we're shooting, and they're so less, it's called bloated in terms of their the iOS. If you have an Android, I guess you get a bunch of, I've never had an Android because I'm not poor, but iPhone ecosystem is so simple.
Okay, first of all, fuck Tomo. Fuck Tomo.
Let me make my argument.
No, you're in time, dude. You're in time. You're in time.
It was a good argument, David.
Tomo.
It was a good argument.
Ending with, I'm not poor. All right. Team
30
Eric.
Seconds starts. Yeah, once again, fuck Tomo and fuck this movie. I haven't heard of this movie. It must be low budget.
They're building it on phones, clearly.
Because it's not done yet.
Clearly.
You know why isn't it done? Because the battery keeps running out and you're looking for a new charger.
Bitch.
There it is. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I'm over here is your iPhone's dead? I could charge it for you. You put it right here and I'm charging it for you, brother.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Coco, 30-second rebuttal.
All right, all right. If you wanted to shoot a movie on an Android, which you, mm-hmm. which you don't, you know, we haven't seen that at Sundance. We've seen iPhones at Sundance. But if you wanted to shoot a movie, what computers are you all using right now?
A PC.
Windows.
I'm sorry.
Windows.
Windows.
Yeah. Windows. Yeah, Windows.
Yeah,
there you go.
You could be all confused.
Okay.
And what is the best compatible software to edit a movie on? It's with Premier.
Adobe.
Max.
Adobe.
Max.
Ben, Eric, I know you have Premiere Pro. I know you have Premiere Pro.
Premiere Pro. That's Adobe.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is there
really? Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
The Adobe Creative Suite is definitely the best creative suite.
Yeah. Okay, 15-second free-for-all.
Mm-hmm. Courtney told
Android
y'all.
Android 1.
Courtney told on y'all. She did.
I think it's a no-brainer. Like, everyone has an iPhone, and that's what the status quo of all the apps is.
Not everybody can be smart.
Is the ecosystem
herd mentality. Nice.
Herd mentality.
Posting on Instagram. We're already that's in why time. You want a back camera.
Time.
It's over.
Okay.
I was quick.
So now I have to decide who wins.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm going to explain my reasoning too, because I think that's important.
It is important.
So the biggest thing is I care about the facts. Okay. I care about the data. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes down to a team came in with strong facts, one might say specs.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, the iPhone team did not respond addressing the specs part of the question, which is vital to talking about. And look, I'm sure Tomo's a great guy, but we start talking about socioeconomic status and a sushi set chef. I'm going to have to go with the Android team because they hit me with the specs.
Team Eric, okay, Julianne, I think you're going to have to go home because I don't think you're about to stay anymore.
The woke mom.
I was ready. I was ready to get some iPhone specs. I wanted the iPhone specs. I didn't get them. The 9 cameras.
I'm not on the geek squad.
There's none.
I don't know the specs.
Mom strikes again.
We are going to start this round with Team Coco. You guys know what Julianne is looking for, and I believe in my team. All right. Are we ready for question number 2? God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Which smart assistant is better, Google Assistant or Siri? Siri. Begin.
Wow. Siri is basically our mom at this point. I can ask Siri. I can tell Siri anything, and she'll respond. She's also got mad jokes. If you ask her what 0 divided by 0 is, she'll rip you a new one. It's funny. I'm a little masochistic. I dig that about her. But no, she'll pull up Wikipedia. She'll pull up these things. I don't know about the Pixel Droid Android, but like she pulls up everything for you. She does the work.
Let's do this.
All right,
give me something.
Team Eric.
I just want to say, if you ever are unsure of anything or need to look up a fact, you don't say, I'm going to Siri it. You say,
There it is.
Daddy, ooh, right there. Mm-hmm.
I think he said enough, honestly.
Honestly,
we retire our time.
Let me go Siri this.
You ask Siri something, and then she goes to Google and asks Google.
Google,
hey, what's
invented
this?
The search. So
you know what?
Literally.
Siri's just trying to catch up.
If I could literally say my little secret word that I can't say out loud or everything in my house will turn on, and I can have my vacuum cleaner vacuum my entire house with
there
just those words.
If I'm not mistaken, Siri started it all, right? Everybody else copied, which consistently happens with Apple products.
And you don't say, I'm going to Google it. You just say, hey, Siri, it's casual.
Hey, Siri.
It's informal. It's not formal. I'm gonna type in on Google. I'm just going to say, hey, what's up, homie? What do you got for me?
Hey, homie.
This one is a fun one. And as we know, I like the cold, hard facts. And I got to be honest, yet again, another team came forward with the facts. And this time it was the iPhone team.
Can we go back
also,
to that thing Courtney said about Julianne leaving?
You invited me here. You invited me here. Also, I felt like we got a little derailed. It's like we know Google's a good search engine, but we're talking about the little voice person. And I feel like I got more details about Siri.
Moving on to the next question.
We got to give you guys a point. We got to make it a fair fight.
Okay, Team Eric, we're starting off this one again. Starting off strong, okay? Which operating system is more customizable, Android or Apple?
Easy.
And our time starts now. Take it away.
Android for sure. I mean,
Android is definitely more customizable. Yeah. First of all, it has an open platform like anybody can create on their app store. With Apple, everything is proprietary, even their like accessories. So only Apple can control what's being updated, what's being coded, what's being created. But Android is open source. So
exactly.
Yeah. Your little grid thing on your phone is weird. I don't understand why they still have that. Like you literally all of your phones look exactly the fucking same.
Exactly.
Exactly the same. With your little grids and your little apps on the home screen. What's wrong with you people?
I love how immediately Eric takes it personal, no matter what.
No matter what.
Straight to the heart.
David is ready. David is ready for Team Coco.
Apple has designed a multitude of continuity features. That's the deal. So there's a thing called handoff, where you call your, it connects your iPhone to your web page, all the web pages, from your iOS to your Mac OS. There's a universal clipboard, which is another thing that connects everything together. So when we're editing a movie or a podcast or whatever, it's all together. It's copied on one platform, usable on another one. And there's a continuity camera that we use all the time that connects one thing to the next. It allows you to take pictures on my iPhone, immediately goes to my laptop or goes to our home base, and everyone can start editing immediately. Boom, boom, boom.
Android also has a universal clipboard. My phone has that with my computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I use clipboard every single
cloud
day.
Stuff too. I think Team Apple is coming through with facts, but again, it's nothing special.
I don't like customizing my phone. I don't want to spend that much time on my phone. I want my phone to do its job and not have to confuse me and not give me so many options that I don't know what to do with it. That's not why I have an iPhone.
The fact is iPhones, their whole thing is that they are compatible with each other's devices, and they made a lot of good points as to why they're all compatible, but they are not very customizable, which is just that's the draw of an Android. That's this question was geared towards that, and I think all these answers showed that, so got to give this one to the Android.
Every once in a while, certain phones are made for certain things. And if that is the one thing that Android has the slight draw to, we have to give them something, which
sure,
is why
it's
we're definitely going to get this next one. Team Coco, are you guys ready for this question?
I'm just saying, if I'm ordering orange juice, I don't want it to taste like apple juice. You know, I knew what I was getting with an iPhone. I didn't expect it to be customizable.
Specificity is what Apple gives you.
Eric rigged it.
All right.
Eric rigged it.
Team Coco, which operating system offers the best texting experience overall?
Oh, done. We got the little swipey text. We got the speak to text. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know what the Android's got, but like, easy as hell. It autocorrects everything. It knows your brain. It programs and algorithms things that you would type, and it just knows them, and you can basically let Siri talk for you.
It's super simple. If I'm texting someone I'm going on a date with, and then I get the text back and it's green, I'm like, yo, I can't. This is not a thing. So, you know what I mean? It's got to be blue. Otherwise, it's a wrap. It's just very simple. It's a different mentality. Different mentality about life. Is it cool? Like, I like things to be sleek and smart and all that. And then, otherwise, it's like, oh, I want things to be boxy.
All right. Android has all that stuff, too. I can swipe the text. I can speak the text. Google will finish my sentences. It will auto-predict. It'll auto-correct. I can text, obviously, from your laptop, from your phone. I can tell my Google Assistant to send something on my phone, even if I'm not holding it. And with the newest Pixel campaign, going back to that, they have a live speech-to-text translate feature on the new Pixel where it'll translate to whatever language you're trying to speak to somebody in. You can talk to it in your native language, and it will translate it and repeat it for the other person in there.
Also, those green text bubbles are your fault. Android doesn't do that to you.
I'm sure they're doing that to you.
We don't separate nobody.
Time,
we don't have green bubbles.
I'm sure there's no margin for error in translation in that.
I just want to ask, can you guys actually text on a plane? Because we can use our iMessage with Wi-Fi on a plane.
Boom. Also,
can we answer that?
Also, we have little fun explosions, and they can disappear and reappear. Like, there's all these little interactive ones.
Hold on.
Balloons. You can congratulate people. It'll just congratulate them for you. I'm here for the thoughtlessness.
Exactly. I'm really thinking to myself. Like, my phone should just be fun. It should
time.
Be fun.
Time. Mm-hmm.
But wow, Julian's like, time.
This one I actually was really on the fence on. There was one thing that changed my mind, that like was the deciding thing. But first, I want to address something in the room. Dating is so hard. We cannot live in a world where someone gets rejected because of the color of their text. We can't.
The color of their text.
Here come the tears.
But I will say, and this was a big thing for me, I'm glad someone reminded me in this debate, when I switched to the iPhone, I mean, the little bubbles and all of the like balloons and shit, that's awesome. And it's so fun. So I'm going to give it to the iPhone on this one.
Customization. We're going back to the customization.
Julian, with that attitude, you're going to find a boy in no time. Or girl. Whatever you want.
Thank you.
Whatever you like.
Or non-binary. Whoever you want.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. That first round was incredible. We are going on our break. We will come back for the second half of our debate, and we will see who Julian picks as the winner of Android versus iPhone.
See y'all in a second. Peace. Okay, folks, we are moving right along, and we're back. Whose question was it? Was it Eric's question?
Team Eric is starting this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I thought too. Okay, so which device, Team Eric, is more affordable overall? Android. 45 seconds starts now.
Okay, Android definitely is more affordable overall. Mm-hmm. One, we don't price gouge like our accessories and take necessary things away like phone jacks. But also, Android has so many different types of phones available that you can find anything for any budget. If you wanted to spend like $1,200 on a phone, $1,300 on a phone, $1,500 on a phone, you could. If you wanted to spend like $200-$300 on a phone, you could also do that.
And they don't limit you. If you could get a, I think there's a phone that's like $150 and it works just fine. It has a decent camera, but you know what? It's a good phone, you know, and like they don't limit you at all just because the phone was $150 and it works amazing. Reason why? Because I've seen the phone. I'm like, oh, this is pretty dope. I didn't think it was $150. So there you go.
Time.
That's right. That's right.
Team Coco.
Yeah, the future is expensive inherently, but there's
thank you.
There are payment plans in place for that, and you know what? I can't argue. Android's going to be more affordable. That's a period. It's another pointed question. iPhone is inherently a little more expensive because it comes with the ecosystem. It comes with joining the club. And if you need a mascot, a little green man to sell your product, I mean, get out of here. You know what else doesn't have a mascot? Medical facilities, because they're important.
What?
Let me just rush through this whole thing. If I'm gonna buy a nice table and it's gonna cost me a lot of money from a small guy, one person is a small mom and pop shop, I'd rather buy that, have that in my family for 15 years than buy something from IKEA that's gonna break capitalism.
No. I started off strong.
Yeah,
but
we're in a capitalist society.
Started off strong.
No,
it's not a good
thing.
What do you want,
Eric? Eric, your time begins. Now.
I think I kind of missed the point in that one, but were you trying to compare Apple to a small mom and pop shop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? I know, right?
What I was attempting to do is talk about quality.
No, this is our time. This is a rhetorical question.
I don't think you can compare Apple to a small mom and pop shop.
You can't.
Also, if you want to buy a nice table, you could buy a nice table with Apple at a single restaurant. With Android, you could buy a nice table at a multitude of restaurants. You've got options.
That's right. No one knows what that means, what you just said.
At different price points.
At different price points.
Affordability.
To fit your budget.
Team Coco, I would just like to add that Ryan said right at the beginning of the episode that he had an iPhone 5 and moved to a 12. And that is because if you take care of your phone, you can turn it in. Android phones are going to break. They're going to dissolve. You get that money back, even though you pay a lot of money for the phone. It goes forward towards the next phone. As David is saying, you pass that down in the family. So it's not more expensive if you treat your product well. Be a normal, good person.
It's like your health. I can pay more to go to Air One or go to these fancy places and eat better, and my health will be better.
But that's in a long term.
If I'm going to McDonald's every day and I get
we turn in our phones for money.
Of course you do.
Absolutely, return your phones for thousands of dollars.
No. Like a $100 bill.
All of the money back from the phone.
No. What the fuck? I've never seen that. And that is not popular.
It's because you guys don't understand. You guys don't love yourselves. That's why.
I have to put this on Eric and Courtney. This is another question that was geared towards one of the freaking categories. Yeah. And there was a second where Courtney almost had me to flip over. But I'm glad that Eric brought up that we also can turn in our nice phones for money.
I would just like to also point out that some of these questions, it seems like they're easy wins for Android, but that's just because they were easily the better phone. Okay, moving forward.
Okay, good point. Oh, I also will say, wait, this is important. David literally actually helped Android make their point when he referred to Android users as poor before.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, it's fine. Team Coco, you guys, we got this next one. Are you ready for question number six? Okay.
Yeah.
App Store versus Google Play. Which is better?
Well, fucking one's about play, one's a store. One where you could purchase things and help yourself.
You can literally get more things from the app store than you can get for Google Play. When somebody makes an app, they're not trying to think about getting on every device. You're just trying to get it in the app store. Goal number one. And
this is very simple. This is very simple. The third-party apps are just better. One's definitely like down to personal preference. But if you jump back and forth between iOS and Android, I'm telling you, as long as both platforms have existed, consistently, I've been blown away by the quality of the apps built in the iOS. And on top of that, when I buy, everything I hear about Android is that there are all these apps loading in before I even buy my phone. So I'm like confused when I get it. And my memory is shorter.
Team Eric.
This coffee's kicking in.
I have had an Android for a very long time, and I'm able to just download apps off of the literal internet. Like, I just log onto the internet, and I can fucking download apps. And the App Store allows me to do that. There's no firewall. Apple, if you are not with, if it's not an app that was made and selected by the Apple overlords, they will not let you have that on their Apple phone.
From banks to airlines, things are smoother on the iOS than the Android, with better integration on the phones. It's slow and buggy on, I guess, Snapchat, from what I hear, because I never had an Android phone, but it's really, 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 really buggy. And it's lots of hiccups. Go ahead. Ryan, go ahead.
I just think it's a matter of geocentric. Like, you can't go to the future if you're trying to push against the tide. The tide is Apple.
And I didn't even need to update that.
I think the point that was made about, like, the Play Store and how, like, when you get an Android, it comes with, like, 17,000 apps that you don't need was a really good one, because that is incredibly annoying. And I do think that goes hand in hand with the Play Store. I will be honest that this one was really close, and I think that one might be the tipping point, because that is an incredibly annoying feature of
all right. Okay. Clap it up. That's good.
That's fine. Team Eric, we got this. Let's keep going. The question for this one is, which battery lasts longer?
Come on, Android.
You already know you lost.
No, it's okay. It's fine. It's fair.
Team Android, let's go ahead.
Let's just end this. You know, obviously Android. Do I even have to say any facts? David already gave it. He was like, come on, man. His movie's taking longer than it should be.
No, wait.
Bring it back around.
We can't go to the store because my homie's like, hey, anybody get a charger? I'm like, for what? My phone's dying.
Yeah, the amount of times you people ask me for chargers, it's insane.
The only time your battery actually works is when you get a new, and then a month later, your phone is already dying. You're like, what's going on?
Time. Oh.
All right. Just Team Coco, can we go?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah,
Team Coco. Something to say. Go ahead, Ryan.
I had an iPhone 5. It died in 15 minutes. It was terrible. A horrible experience. I got the new iPhone 12. I cannot charge this thing for 3 days.
Yes.
I've gone 3 days without charging this, and I'm playing fucking Crossword. I'm playing fucking Flappy Bird because that still works on my phone because I haven't updated the App Store because it works.
This is just a rumor that the iPhone dies. I don't know where that comes from. I should stay charged for it.
The new ones are rumor. No. The planned obsolescence. I had an Android when I was a kid. That shit died.
Eric is a big hater. He's a Leslie Odom Jr. knockoff, and he's a hater. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm using my time to attack somebody because the rules are don't attack anybody. But Eric just attacks everybody the whole time, so I'm just going to push back a little bit on Eric.
You know what? I can take it.
There we go. Love you in Hamilton, Eric. Love you in Hamilton. Love you in Hamilton.
Oh my God. Team
Roasted.
Eric.
Team Eric lost.
This is an incredible compliment. I was just compared to Leslie Odom Jr., and I want everyone to remember that, because it's going to be, this episode is going to be an hour of that statement on repeat. But anyway.
That's the name of the episode.
We had someone on the other team just now admit to his phone being trash, and the fact that he only got a new phone like
my
a month
old phone.
Ago. He only got
I
your,
still have an
your
old, phone.
Old phone was your only phone up to like a month ago.
No, I had an Android before that.
That's a terrible
that
your life.
Ryan, when did you get your iPhone 5? You got it so long ago, and it was still working. That's insane.
Getting a little crazy. So I'm gonna be honest that my answer to this question I'm actually basing almost purely on personal experience with both phones. Because I've now had my iPhone for like 6-ish months, and the battery was amazing the first month. And now I'm really sad. I'm going to give this one to Androids. Yes, it's fucking terrible. It just lied to me for the first month.
All right, that's okay, Team Coco. We've got one. Oh, yes.
I have a counterintuitive point. I don't know if I should say it.
No, but no. Team Coco, we're on our last question. Ryan,
it either wins or it loses. I don't know.
Wait, just wait for it.
Come on, Ryan. Come to the other side.
Ryan, what is it? Yes. We have to know now.
Okay, are we ready? Team Coco.
Yeah, just do your question, yeah.
Which operating system is better at managing multiple devices at once?
This is the
best. All right, Team Coco.
David, take it.
So you can bounce from one. If I download video, audio, mocap, all of it goes from one to the next, so simply, all through the cloud. And both operating systems have the cloud. But the reality is, it's so simple. We talked about it earlier. The ecosystem. That's the point, whether it's my computer or a laptop, whether it's a phone, all these things, it's so simple. But I'm telling
time,
you.
Time!
Oh, talking on. About. Woke mob, here we go.
Team Eric.
I have a lot of personal experience in this one. So I can go ahead and spearhead us. Right now, I'm currently using my Android device, which is syncing directly to my computer. And I'm currently taking a video on my tablet, which is immediately streaming right back to my phone. And I'm looking at a little view capture on my phone. I can do all of these things. And Apple people think that they can do it. They literally can't. It's just because the technology is not caught up. Anyone else?
I could be watching a YouTube video and replying to all of you guys at the same time and doing multiple stuff at the same time.
Through seven different devices. Mm-hmm.
All right. I just want to say that literally right before we started this episode, Eric told me that he has to restart his computer if he starts the Audacity, the computer, and something
that
with
is PC.
In the
that
wrong
has nothing
order.
To do with
and
Android.
On top of that,
that is a
look,
PC.
He's
that
interrupting my time, Julian. I get extra time.
That's a PC.
Also, if I include, look at this, my headphones, if I have my AirPods in my head, it's connected to my laptop and my iPhone
Girl,
at
what's
the
that?
Same
what's
time,
that?
And there's no issue. And on top of that, I could also connect two people's AirPods to my laptop at the same time if we want to watch TV together.
The Apple's rotting, bro. When are you guys going to catch up and upgrade?
Time! Okay, that double AirPod thing on a Mac, that sounds pretty cool. Someone's going to show me how to do that.
I got you.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm sure you have convinced me, actually, that Android has more compatibility function than I thought. And like that being said, having switched as someone who doesn't know, like a lay person, right? A lay person who does not know how to use
exactly.
This
yes.
Stuff,
I'm a lay person.
It's the iPhone.
I'm a plebeian. I'm a plebeian.
Okay.
It's about helping the masses. You guys are brilliant with your Androids. You can do all sorts of things, but we're just people out here. We're trying to connect.
Okay, I don't like this reverse psychology madness.
The only thing there is you can't call the Android people poor and then talk about wanting to be
elite. You know, I gotta say, I was never using that argument.
Yes, rifts between the teams.
Because Eric is funneling money from this podcast.
It turns out we do have a tie.
A tie.
So what we are going to do is we are going to give...
Right now we're at 4 points and 4 points,
four
guys.
Points. We four, are going four to four. Give an overall question, and each team will have an equal amount of time to discuss. We will still rotate, but the times are slightly changed to make sure each team has enough time to speak. And Julianne will decide who is the overall winner based on this one question.
Okay.
Are we ready?
There's also one more quick rule for this one. Courtney and I aren't allowed to talk.
All right.
The question is, which phone is more fun?
More fun?
More fun.
And we will start with
which
Team Eric.
Which phone is more fun?
Androids are more fun. We have more apps. We have more capabilities. We have more options.
More customizations.
Androids were literally built for like gaming, for playing
it
games.
Is.
My
Thank
friend
you.
Came over the other day and he was showing me a game that he can play on his PS4 that also links to his newest Samsung phone and he can play it right from there. The screen is massive. The battery is massive. And he can game cross-platform from his phone.
So like the Android, it takes you internal. Like, you know, I have all this creative potential in my phone. I have all these games to play. But the iPhone takes you outside to have fun. The iPhone gets you going. The iPhone gets you streaming. The iPhone gets you fucking live streaming and shit. And because the camera quality doesn't get all fucked up when you go straight to Instagram.
At my new job that I started working, they gave me an iPhone. Oh, I wanted to toss this across the room. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? I'm telling you to type this, and it's typing this, and it's typing that. And I'm like, what the hell? My Android adapts, bro. adapt. Just goes with me. It's fun.
I think it's fun to be a part of a collective and not push against the grain and the tide of time. You know, I want to be a part of the thing and help everyone move along. It's a little bit socialist. Sure, maybe call me a socialist. I don't care. I just want to be a part with the people and help my grandma see videos of my niece laughing and playing. That's what's fun to me. Damn it.
This is what I found out. The new base version of the Android. It's called Android Expansion. It's called the AOSE. And this is literally...
Which is also a makeup store.
Okay. What they're trying
okay,
to
we're
do
into
is,
our free-for-all, so everybody can talk while he finishes.
Great. It's the Android open source project. It's built and maintained by Google, and it's literally to make it more fun.
We need
things to be simple.
As a specific operating system to be more
so
fun.
If I tell you I'm so fun,
time.
You believe me?
No,
you
going
believe
back me? To the original question.
I'm fun to be around.
For that.
Oof, that was a tough note to end on. Because it sounds like Android has a task force that is dedicated to fun.
Yeah, that's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
They're dedicated to finding out how to fix all their holes.
You said fun. You said how to make it more fun.
No. The time is small and words get confused. But it's because there are
And the time
bugs.
Is now up. So and what is the time?
I don't think we have to say anything. They're helping us win.
I mean, look, you guys, I was really sort of like kicking myself, being like, fuck, am I about to give this to the iPhones? I really might be. But
Julianne.
Guys, I mean, it's hot. You gotta face the facts. They have a fun task force. That sounds awesome.
And you think the genius bar isn't a fun task force?
Let me tell you, I was in an iPhone store, Apple store the other day.
Julian,
it was not fun.
You forgot about the balloons. What about the birthday balloons when you say happy birthday?
But think about the little green guy, the little green man.
If you need a mascot to sell your product,
you get a half. You get a half
in
an apple.
Oh my god! Task force for
fun. Either way, Julian. People are going to respond to your texts.
Beautiful. I have an iPhone, so people are going to be responding to my texts.
That's right. At the end of the day, that's what it is.
But I will say, when it comes to the cold, hard facts that were revealed in this debate tonight, today, whatever it is.
No.
I'm going to give it to the Android.
No.
Guys, it's reality. It's going to happen. No.
Maybe we convinced somebody who has an Apple phone,
Julianne,
that we've just won this debate.
Wow,
Julianne,
I'm gonna cry.
I'm never gonna see you again, Julianne. You're cut off.
All phones are good and bad.
This is so fun.
So much fun.
It got violent.
This is the best time ever.
It got really, really violent.
This was a nail biter. It got down to literally a tiebreaker. We almost never had to do a tiebreaker before. And I'm so happy that we had to. It's a very close match. Before we let you all go, and before before we introduce everyone, I want to say that we're having a little bit of a cross promo this week, which is what we're going to introduce our first guest. And we're cross promoting this episode with Atlas Jewelry. Started by our incredible guest, Nico, because he's a model and he's an actor. And he's a business owner.
So Atlas is like a passion project that a friend of mine and I started. We both graduated from Michigan, but we launched it last year. Okay. The whole vibe is like travel inspired minimalistic jewelry. So I'm obviously wearing a bunch of it now. Got bracelets, earrings, rings, necklaces. Yeah, it turned out to be like a COVID passion project and is now just one of the gigs that I work on pretty much full time now. So my business partner lives in San Francisco. We both work remotely on it. And yeah, we've been in business for like a year and a half now. We just hit 6 figures in sales revenue last month, which is super exciting for us. So big milestone. We're expanding our team. And I can personally attest to the quality because any new designs, any new products that I design or put out there, I first test myself.
Amazing.
Yay.
Thank you,
If you
want to
look like Nico, check out Atlas Jewelry.
Which you should.
You should absolutely.
If you want to look like him.
If you have the option to look like Nico, take it.
Yes.
I just want to say at one point the sun was coming in from whatever window he was sitting
he
in front
like
of mid-episode. It was just like, I would have given their team a point.
Yeah,
quick plug, Atlas Jewelry Co. on Instagram, atlasjewelryco.com. is the site. Yeah.
Edgar?
So I'm not really much of a social media. You know, I don't post much, but I mean...
It's true.
well... I mean, I don't really do much like social media or do anything big. I just I was streaming for a while under Negative Bro. You guys saw at the beginning. I just stream like Valorant, Call of Duty, very competitive game. Instagram is edulizez.g.
Oh. Such an Android name.
It's all my name.
I'm Ryan, and my Instagram is bad clown. There's a little face in between it, so a period underscore period in between bad and clown. You know,
you must have an iPhone 5.
I don't have anything specific, but just keep a lookout. You know, I post funny things sometimes. Read my captions on Instagram. I put a lot of work into them. No one reads it. No one reads it.
Yo, hey, my name is David Haley. I'm doing a new show, 911 Lone Star. It's on
yes,
it's on Fox.
Bitch!
I'm gonna do. I just finished my first week. The guys who created what's the thing? It's a video
Golf.
Game when you go and kill everybody and you shoot them.
Call of Duty.
And I'm working with the creators of that on their new project. So that's going to be huge. And I will.
Wait.
I think it's going to be massive, actually.
I'm sorry for everything I said about you. Let's be best friends.
Yeah, all that. All of a sudden. I have my own show. I host a show called Brothers on Football, only on the Digital Podcast Network. It's a new platform that'll be out soon. And but this thing with the creators of Grand Theft Auto, that'll be out, I think, in 2023. David Haley Loves Me is my IG. That's it.
I'm Julianne. My social media is Julie Can. TikTok, it's just basically throwing the word can in my name. Instagram, there's underscores between the can. Mm. And I post funny stuff on there. Yeah, JuliCanne. And on Instagram, there's underscores between them.
Incredible.
Yeah, post some funny stuff on there. So check that out.
We will.
Yeah. And for the record, I do have an iPhone and a MacBook computer.
Yes! That's all we need. About right. It doesn't matter who actually won what we know. Traitor. Take her fucking products. All right. Follow us on Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. Follow or subscribe on whatever podcast app that you are listening to. Apple, Spotify, CastBox, whatever. you can find me at Courtney Bell. Courtney is spelled with a K and four L's on Instagram. Don't look me up on Twitter. I think there's some embarrassing things left over from high school, but I don't know what the account is. So maybe if you do find it, let me know so I can delete it.
Screenshot. I don't have a Twitter because I'm smart.
and he's on Broadway because he's Leslie Odom Jr. Jr.
It's true. You can find me at Leslie Odom Jr. everywhere. You can find me at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. Again, I don't have a Twitter. Don't look for it. Guys, this is so much fun. Like, way more fun than I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to have to cut somebody. I didn't cut anybody.
No one died.
Everyone was attacking everybody, though.
This is one of my favorites.
This podcast was not sponsored by iPhone or Android.
It wasn't.
Although it should be.
We swear. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Everyone listening, see you next Tuesday.
See y'all.
See y'all. Work, Eric.
Yeah.